Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BTW, the Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka El Magico.
Hey, and I'm Brian, aka Papa Rick.
That's right. So, Wildcat's on vacation. He's at the Mouse House chilling with Mickey and Donald and all them, and probably catching a ton of Pokemon while he's doing it. And so we figured this would be a good time to bring in Papa Rec. He is now the fourth member of BTW. So we brought him in because of his extensive Master League knowledge that we don't have.
Because I don't like to grind, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how extensive it is. But
it's more than what we have, so.
Right?
So with you know, them bringing back Premier and stuff like that, and they're kind of, it seems like GBL is kind of trying to get Master League like up to the same level as like same level of play as Ultra League and Great League. We figured it was really important to have someone who can say, you know, maybe this Pokemon isn't worth anything for Great League or Ultra League, but Master League, like, this is a beast. Like, this is what you need to work at.
Yeah, we need somebody to tell us like they actually have it and they've used it, unlike us that we say, oh, maybe it might be good,
maybe, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, I can do that. I can give real world feedback.
There we go. So today it's probably going to be a very short show compared to what we've been doing. And you know, just so you guys are aware of some of the changes, we are more than likely going to stay around the 2.5 to 3 hour mark with our shows. It's just, we have more segments that we're going to be adding, just more fun stuff for you guys listening. And, you know, there'll be some additional things for Patreon members and stuff like that. So bear with us. You know, it's hopefully you guys have, no one's complained. So
no, there hasn't been a single person that's complained. So I actually kind of prefer it myself. Like whenever I'm at work, I like listening to myself. And I don't know if this is like weird or not, but I like sometimes laugh at some of the things we say, even though I was there.
Yeah. I laugh. I don't laugh at myself, but I laugh at you know, the things you guys say. Especially like the dry reactions that Dino gives sometimes, where he's just like, yeah.
I think it's because you know what my actual like face reaction is versus like not knowing at all. I think that's what makes it funny.
Exactly. So yeah, so there's gonna, you know, that's gonna be the show. Like I look at it this way. Listen, most people listen to a drive-in like morning show on the radio or like a drive home show. Those things run for about 4 hours. So if you're listening to that, you know, at least now you're listening to something like you're actually, you know, interested in, and we'll try and keep it as fun and interesting as possible. So, let's see, where are we going to, all right, let's go. Let's start with the newest member, Brian. How was, Papa Rec? How was your week?
It was awesome until today an Ultra League hit. It's been rough ever since. I know I feel like I played, you know, today I feel like I played 2 weeks. And I really only played 2 sets. It's just rough. But I think I finally formulated a team that's going to kind of carry some weight. So I finally decided sitting on, let's see, Scrafty, Stunfisk, and Shiftry.
Ooh.
So the last bout I did, it got me 4 out of 5. Otherwise, I was getting like 0 and 1 and 2 out of 5. So,
yeah, that sounds interesting. Because, like, I mean, are you doing the open, just like regular open, or the remix?
the open. I really don't. Yeah, I really honestly don't know much of the difference. I know there's a meta difference, but I'm just doing the open for now.
Yeah, okay. Because I was gonna say, like, actually, I did play the open, and I was gonna say, like, your team is weak to fighting, but I didn't see any fighters at all, like at least against me when I was playing. So,
you know what? Scrafty is actually pretty good against fighters. He'll beat Machamp as long as you're hitting the power-up punch, which you get to before his cross-chop.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, it adds up for sure. And I like actually Scrafty for that. And like a lot of the times people like switch because they're like, oh, crap, like I'm dark, so I may lose. Actually, that was my initial thought too whenever Scrafty first came out. I'm like, oh, no, fighters. I'm dipping out, like, you know, because I got scared. But yeah, no, I definitely agree, because I actually got a best buddy Scrafty for my alt account, and actually did use it today too. But definitely, I was too scared to run 3 weeks to fighting though.
I love that thing. I ran it for, you know, probably a good week for Great League, right before the last couple of days, and like I would throw that thing out against Skarmory, and as long as I had at least one shield, like, I could take that thing down.
Dude, yeah, you can tell he is a little badass punk rocker. He's going to kick some ass.
I was going to say, because when he was going to go with Fish, when he was going to go stream with Fish, he was telling me, you know, these 3 teams he was using. And he's like, I kept telling him, all right, you know, you can use Medicham instead of Scrafty for this. And then he's like, maybe a different Pokemon, not Scrafty.
Yes. I was like, we could change other things, but not him. Like, I've grown a love for him. I'm working on an XL1 for Ultra League. I don't know if I'll have it ready for this go around, but hopefully for the next one, because that thing is a beast. So
I had a regular like 100%er, and then they switched to XL. So I finally got my XL1 built up at 2493.
Nice. Awesome. But even with a hundo, like, still, you know, that's not bad.
I wouldn't be able to do it just because I won't have the dust to do that, you know, build another one.
That's
like
true. That's true.
Oh, I'm dust poor right now. Oh,
oh my God. I'm about to be, because I have a feeling I'm going to build a whole bunch of stuff for Master League. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
That's where you need to spend it.
Yep. Yeah. So, how about you, Dino? Anything exciting happened this week?
Not really. Not in terms of like catching anything interesting like that. You know, just doing my daily catches, spins, and stuff like that. You know, keeping it casual as always. GBL being my source of dust. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been playing my old accounts. You know, doing my thing, trying to reach that goal of 3 legends. Hopefully, one day. But you know, as of right now, you know, trying to think of a team actually to use for Ultra, because I did all my sets in Great League today. And actually, I did, well, we can talk about it more in depth in like what teams I'm using in my old account. That was fun. But yeah, overall, you know, not bad. Just keeping it chill.
Nice. Yeah, it was just a week, I guess. I did this stream with Fish on Friday. And I lost our bet. We had a little bet based on what our ending ELO was. And I had a feeling it was going to be a bad day, because everyone was posting like in the Discord, and even Dino like posted in our group chat that even he had a bad day that day. And I was just like, man, if he's having a bad day, like, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. And it wasn't good at all.
I kind of feel like at fault now because I planted that seed in your head. Of
no, but it wasn't just you. It was everyone was posting that they were having a bad day. So it wasn't you. And I had done two sets. Thank God I did two sets early, like probably like around midnight. And then I only had three left to run on stream, and it went 05-14-14, and I dropped a shit ton of points.
Oh man, that sounds horrible.
It took me out of the 2000s.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that 05 just sinks you.
Like, right? Yeah.
They don't mess around with that. It's
actually
it sucks.
The good thing about getting an 05 when you don't have an Elo yet. I mean, technically you do, but it's not shown. But when I got an 05, I think on my alt account, like in rank 17, it didn't feel as bad because I didn't actually see the Elo going down. Yeah. But I was like still like, oh god, I hope no one like, you know, would ever find out. But you know, I just kind of said it anyways, but
exactly.
Well, the thing with the 05 is it gets me because I'm always like, could I not have one once, at least I can get that extra star.
That's exactly. Yeah, I was actually thinking, I'm like, I couldn't have win. Like, I couldn't even have like beat one person. Like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, no, it was bad. And then just the past 2 days, every single one of my GBL encounters was Lugia.
What?
It was every single encounter was Lugia. I finally got a shiny one, but man, like, the amount of balls you waste trying to catch these things for a reward that's a guaranteed catch is absolutely ridiculous.
But at least you get some XL candy.
That's true.
But it's taking, like, it takes so much time. Like, I just want to move on. Like, I wish I could stack them, you know, and like do it at the end of my sets.
Right. You know, it's funny because I noticed that too. I'm like, is it just me or am I getting a lot of Lugias in GBL right now? Like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think I have I have like 60 or 70 Lugia XL candy, all from GBL.
Jeez. Wow.
I think I did one raid this time around, and then I did maybe one or two during GoFest, but that was it. So yeah, so it's there. So all right, so we've got a pretty, like I said before, we got a pretty short show. Some in-game news, we got a new community day announced, some fashion stuff which doesn't have any PvP relevance, but the mechanic behind it is very interesting. We were talking about earlier about what that could do for certain Pokemon, and some of the cool, or not cool, like some of the really crazy stats that some of these other forms of other Pokemon have. And then we're going to go over Ultra League and Ultra League Remix, try and maybe get us, you know, some teams together or something like that. We'll look over that. And then, of course, we've got your questions to answer. So normally right now we would go into the Sylph section, but Sylph still hasn't announced what the new meta is. Right now they're doing Worlds, so that's where their focus is, and that's fine. But we did conclude our Avengers Assemble tournament in the Discord, in the BTW Discord, and I want to congratulate Miami Doc for a sweep.
Yeah, that was insane.
Dude swept everything.
You know what was funny is because when I was like, I think I was in the third round, I'm like, oh my god, I hope he loses because his team hard counters mine. And I end up finding out I play against somebody else. I'm like, oh my, thank god. And I was really rooting on for the other guy. Who was it again that played him in the fourth round? Arnulfo? Yeah. I think it was him. And then I was like really rooting for him. And I'm like, I heard, oh my god.
It's and nothing then, against Miami Doc. We just know that this is Sylph is his thing.
So. Yeah, Sylph is his thing. So I was just like, he's got it down. I think the reason why that his team was great. I don't know if you want to say it first, and I'll tell you why I was afraid of his team.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the winning team. We have Galarian Stunfisk, Medicham, Wigglytuff, Galvantula, Talonflame, and Jellicent. And him and one other person, and it was Uncle B-Stud, were the only two people who ran Talonflame.
Which is what I was afraid of against my team, because it literally wrecks my team. Because I had Wigglytuff, Beedrill, and it just wrecks anything else that I have. Primate, it was super weak against it, just because it's fragile. So I did not want to go against him, and the only counter I really had against it was probably Sableye and Pelipper, and even those are kind of fragile against it. When that flame charge, you know, oh my gosh, I just did not want to play him. So he did good on picking that.
Yeah, because those flame charge and brave bird charge up pretty much exactly the same time, so it's a guessing game there. He would have killed me with Steelix, Scrafty, Wigglytuff, Crustle. I mean, maybe not a low in Marowak, but Crustle would probably have some play. But I'm maybe like after like two flame charges,
yeah, then
probably just chunk it down in a couple, and then Pelipper would have done okay, but. So it was good. It was a fun tournament. I enjoyed it. We're working on the next one and we'll keep everyone updated, but, we did want to congratulate Miami Doc on his victorious sweep. So with all that being said, I guess we're starting the show, and you want to jump, right into the in-game news?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. All right, so got a few things coming up. The first thing we'll go over is what's going on Sunday. So Sunday we have Community Day for Oshawott. Now we did go over this a little bit when they first announced it, and we still don't have any details on the other move that he's getting. What is it? Razor Shell. Yeah. So not much has really changed. It's something you want to have. I believe the stat the Wildcat gave is he's like the second or third best water attacker now.
Something around there, yeah.
With Hydro Cannon. It's a little tankier than Swampert. The only thing that it doesn't have is the mud shot. So that's what kind of keeps, you know, Swampert as king.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be right up there with Empoleon. It is, I believe it's a mono. It's just a mono type water, right?
Yeah, I think so. But that's why I think why it's that much better, because mm-hmm. of the potential of that one move that is going to get that we don't know the stats about, but I'm kind of hoping it's going to be decent, kind of maybe like Scald, like, you know, how it is on Poliwrath.
Yeah.
So you never know.
So you ready for this?
No.
PB Poke has already updated Samurott with Hydro Cannon.
Really?
Rank for 92 in Great League.
And what?
It went from, like, I think probably like in the
300s
to 92. Are you ready for its wins?
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Hypno, Umbreon, Bastiodon, Venusaur, and Swampert.
What? You say Venusaur?
Mm-hmm. Wait,
I'm kind of
Fury
curious.
Cutter what? And Fury Cutter is its fast move.
But what's the charge move besides Hydro?
Megahorn. Yep.
So it's probably like dependent on that, but still, like, that's insane. Like,
that's meta changer.
Yeah,
which is crazy, because I did actually beat a Venusaur with my Swampert today, which I'm very proud of that.
That's awesome. Sludge Wave? Yeah. Did you hit it with the Sludge Wave?
Earthquake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's neutral. I love the Sludge Wave, and it's like.
but yeah, no, that's insane. I would have never thought. Now that you say it can beat Swampert. I mean, that makes sense just because any water moves that are neutral against Swampert because of the ground typing. So, right. Oh, man, now I'm a little concerned.
your boy's got some competition now.
So, Astro, what are his losses?
So it's going to lose to Azumarill. This is what's, I guess, because it doesn't have a water fast move, it loses to Galarian Stunfisk. It does, because the Fury Cutter is not going to affect it.
It resists it. But still interesting, though, like that it does that.
Well, it's going to get those, it's probably going to get to the rock slides and your.
Because actually that doesn't help it because with Swampert, it resists the rock slide and G-Fisk always has to go for Earthquake against Swampert. Mm-hmm. And with this, you can use rock slide if you need it. So.
Yeah, because it's neutral on him. And then he'll lose to Medicham, Sableye, and Skarmory.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm already Landorn on one of my teams, so I'm still pretty safe, I guess.
Who was it? Yeah.
Wildcat loves his lantern.
Yeah.
His lantern and his dust what is it?
His little balloon.
Yeah, his murder balloon.
Murder balloon.
So
yeah. I just started running the lantern also this season and it is awesome.
What are you
Ezreal is no longer a threat.
Are you using Spark?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you running around it though? Like
Hypno opens my Shadow Hypno with a fire move and electric move, and then I got Medicham with ice move and awesome dynamic punch because everyone expects it to be psychic. So when they have that G-Fisk out there and I pull out dynamic punch, they never block.
They never do because no one loves it anymore.
They are
so. I run dynamic punch on my Medicham and I hit a Skarmory with it. And you would be surprised how much that chunks out of a Skarmory.
It's so awesome. So satisfying.
Yeah. So with its mono water typing, its weaknesses are electric and grass, opposed to like Swampert because of the ground. He's only like real weakness is grass. He's going to resist water, steel, ice, and fire. Everything else is going to be neutral. The thing that I think, besides the fact that it beats Swampert, is I'm not sure because I don't have his stats up, but I think his stamina or his defense is a little higher than Swampert when it comes to Great League.
I think he did mention that it was a little bit maybe bulkier, but it's not like a huge difference.
Yeah, so. This will be fun. If you don't have one already, you know, make sure you're grabbing as close. I would say for this one, because of its attack sets are 129, stamina is 132. Like, I would probably want to get this as close to a rank one as possible. Because I feel like if you have anything less than that, you may lose that mirror match.
You know what I noticed too? I don't know if you saw it for Ultra League, the rankings for it. I just took a quick glance for it. Just
what
because,
is it?
I mean, for Ultra Open, it's not that great. I think it's above 100, and same thing for Remix. But there is for Ultra Premier Classic that we have, I think, the second season, or is this the second half of the season, and it is rank 67.
Whoa,
that's a huge jump.
That's huge.
Yeah, and obviously key wins on there are also like Swampert again. Kingdra is there. Very, very surprising. Obstagoon, Charizard, and it actually beats Shadow Snorlax in the one shield, it seems like. So it's actually
all of
there.
My Pokemon. All of my Ultra League Pokemon.
You know what is funny though is because on here, you know how you mentioned it beats Venusaur in Great League, but here in Premier Classic it loses to Venusaur. So I'm very interested to see in why that is. Probably if you like do the scenario, maybe one shield to two shields makes a difference and stuff like that. So
yeah, well I mean also once you get into Ultra League, Venusaur's bulk goes up, its attack goes up. So those Vine Whips and Frenzy Plants are hitting much harder
in Ultra League. Yes, they do.
I see a lot of double water lineups coming in our future. So grab your electric and water Pokemon and make sure, or grass Pokemon, make sure those things are ready to go. Like Magnezone, I have a rank one. What's the one right before Magnezone? Is it Magnemite or Magnetite?
Yeah, I think it's Magnemite.
The three ones. That one. I've got a rank one, and I'm thinking if I start seeing this, I may pull that out.
Magneton.
There you go.
We were close.
Close. So that is Oshawott. So, you know, I'm excited for it. I like just the Pokemon in general. I liked it in the anime. Like, it just had such an attitude and just walked around and, like, was always throwing that shell at people. So I was cool. I liked him. So that's going to be on Saturday. Like I said, we went over all that stuff. But speaking of community days, they have already announced October's community day. And
they're doing everything quick this time around.
Yeah, right? Like, I think this the last one, we waited until, like, I think September had already started and we still didn't have it.
Yeah, there was a few times where they've done that were like a week or 2 weeks before. They're like, here's the community day.
I'm excited for just the XL that I need for the second stage evolution opposed to the full evolution, because this is one of those instances where actually the third stage evolution is not the best one, at least when it comes to Great League. I don't know how it fares in Ultra League, but October's community day is going to be Duskull. Let's see. So that's going to be on October 9th. So Duskull, when you evolve Dusclops, which is the second stage, into Dusknoir, it will learn Shadow Ball.
It has basically the same move sets as the, what's that Pokemon, the coffin, like the new one that got released. Yeah, I don't know how to say it, so I'm it has like the same move sets, I believe, right?
I think Shadow Ball. I'm not sure on the others.
Yeah, I know he has Shadow Ball and Shadow Claw, which is basically the same.
Yeah, I think
move.
So.
Dusknoir runs Hex. Right now, without the community day move, Hex, Dark Pulse, Ominous Wind, Psychic, or if you have Purified One, Return.
I think the Shadow Claw, you know how much stronger it does in compared to Hex, so I think that's what makes it crappier.
So we kind of were talking about this, and this is one of those weird instances. Not weird, because it kind of happens quite a bit, where your second stage evolution is actually the better version. Now, obviously, Dusclops doesn't get into Ultra League, but as far as Great League goes, Dusclops is a lot bulkier than Dusknoir.
Yeah, this is like a good time to get a good IV Dusclops. And, you know, at least for me, like, since we have two options between the second evolution and the third, you know, if you are grinding, you know, like certain people do, you know, might as well get it for, you know, both of them. Like, at least for me, I'm going to get one for like Great League and Ultra League, just because you never know. And as far as for Dusclops, just get the candies and get a good IV ones for that one for Great League.
Yeah, exactly. So I pulled him up. Dusknoir on PB Poke for Ultra League, and this guy has some intense defensive stats. Defense stat at the level 50, so it's 0 15 15, it's 223.
That's insane. That's actually a lot higher than the Pokemon that we were talking about before the show started.
Yeah. So let's kind of put that into perspective here. Let's see. Let's pull up Koffa Regis, and he's at 209. And where is our boy Gengar? Gengar in Ultra League is 120. So
yeah, so
it's definitely got way more bulk. Here's the thing that's interesting is its attack stats are 153. And I know Gengar's is higher, but it's actually got a higher attack stat and a higher defense than Koffa Regis when it comes to Ultra League.
Yeah, I just think that Hex is just like what's holding it back, to be honest.
Right.
So,
but is it because, like, why do you say that? Because Drifblim runs Hex, and that thing is a beast.
See, like, with Drifblim, it's because it has the Icy Wind for bait. I wouldn't really call any of the moves like Dark Pulse, Psychic, Shadow Ball that it's going to get a bait move. I feel like that's what makes a huge difference with that. It helps it a lot. And, you know, perfect example, like Gengar, you know, it has Shadow Claw, which is a great fast move. And you have it with a Shadow Punch, which has a bait move as well. So, like, it's becoming like where it makes it relevant once it has like a bait move.
Okay. All right. I see. Yeah. Cause I'm looking at his stats and I'm like, man, this thing is bulky. It's got good defense. It's got good attack and stamina. And I could see this, at least in Ultra League, maybe giving the Koffa Regis and maybe even Gengar a little run. Make it a little tighter.
I mean, if you do have Shadow Ball, maybe with like some energy advantage, maybe, but just those Shadow Punches alone from Gengar on another Ghost Pokemon, it just does too much. Trust me, like as a person that has used and you have used Gengar a lot too.
Yeah.
So you know how much even a Shadow Punch does. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, Configurus and the Dusclops are both Ghost, but the Drifblim is Ghost and Flying. So would that give it any additional resistances that the other don't have?
Not really. Actually, it would give Drifblim more to worry about because of the rock slides and any rock moves. But yet again, it's funny because I think I've used Drifblim myself, and I actually kind of went, not, you know, it wasn't like actually close at all, but it put up a fight against a Bastiodon, just because the Icy Winds, and then it lowers the attack. So, and you know, Bastiodon is just defense weighted, so it's crazy. It can do, you know, some sort of things against like even rock Pokemon, so it has more of a way to defend itself versus like other ones that are just like concentrated on like ghost moves, for example, or not any bait moves at all. So
gotcha. Right. Yeah, those debuff moves are a pain. Yeah.
Trust me, I hate it. I'm like, I'm just seeing like my attacks do less and less. It just really annoys me.
It does. So actually, since we're on the topic of ghosts, before I go through and just run through, I have a question for Papa Rec. So I have 100% Gengar. Should I build this thing for Master League?
Like, oh my god,
or is it just gonna get wrecked?
I have never even considered that. I would think it would get wrecked. Let's see what it pulls up on the.
Because I mean, I know it's not a tanky Pokemon whatsoever. It's incredibly glassy.
I feel like
that thing would do well, right?
I feel like it would be fun. You know,
in XL is ranked 90.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll take top 10. I mean, top 100.
That would be interesting.
Top 100.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Geez, gosh. Yeah, you would definitely need to save at least one shield for him, maybe two, but. Yeah, God, it'd be risky, but it'd be fun if he had the resources just to do it.
Yeah. 231 attack stat.
Yeah, that's insane.
It beats Togekiss, Giratina, Lugia, Metagross, and Mewtwo Shadow Mewtwo.
Wow.
Wait, that's a question. How many Shadow Mewtwos do you see in Master League? Or not at all?
Every great once in a while.
Okay, so it's not that often.
Nothing to be worried about.
Okay. So it beats Shadow Mewtwo, but it'll lose to a regular Mewtwo.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Maybe because a Shadow Mewtwo is not as bulky as because of the defense debuff because it's Shadow. What is it, 20% decrease?
Yeah. Yep, 20%.
So maybe those Shadow Claws and the Shadow Punches hit it a lot harder than a normal one.
Do you want me to make you feel better about Gengar in Master League?
Yes.
So since we do have Premier Classic for the first time, if you look at it in that stats, you'll see that it's actually, I think, in 31st spot for Master. So there you go. And you don't even have to use XL candy.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, it is. Oh, now's your chance.
Yes. And it's crazy because if you actually look at like the top, what is it, like top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Even those, like, I mean, it would put up a good fight against most of them, except maybe Snorlax. But yeah. Because there's Metagross and Metagross is psychic, so...
Oh, I'm literally going to build my Ultra League team just in Master League form. Master League.
That's Premier. What I was going to say. Like, actually, now I'm looking at it. Yeah,
okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. And because I'll have the Snorlax, and then I don't have a Shadow Machamp, but I have a regular Machamp, so it's not that. Let's see.
Oh man, I can't wait for a Premier.
That's gonna be fun. Oh, you get to bring out your Metagross.
Yep, my best buddy Metagross. Oh man, I can't wait. It's been a while.
So yeah, that's gonna be fun to get. It's good that we have, you know, Papa Rec here now that he can help us with some of those, hey, you need to get this guy. So
yeah, I'm going to be interested to play the Premier Classic to, you know, get my hands on what works and doesn't.
Yeah, I like it. I like that you don't have to have the XL, like it stops at level 40, because I feel like that gives people, most trainers, like the same level of playing, you know, the same playing field.
Right. Right, yeah, that XL locks out a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say though, Papa Rec, what season did you start GBL?
I think this one's my third.
Okay, so you never actually played Premier Master League.
No, but I've only been doing open.
That's I was telling, I think he asked me or someone asked me, when was the last time that Master League Premier was a thing? And it was before XL candies were introduced. Yeah. And that was, I think, at least in season 4.
Oh, wow.
GBL. Yeah. So it's been a minute, and that's why I'm excited for it. The first time I made Legend was using a team in Master League Premier. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to a little change-up, too. Yeah. Change up the meta.
Yeah, so we were talking, me and Papa Rec were talking a little before the show, messaging each other.
And
he brought up something. And it kind of falls into this XL candy. And if you go on like our faction page and you see his lists like every other week of Pokemon, you're like, how the hell does he have these things in XL, like XL Pokemon? And I didn't believe him at first because I've seen these things on Amazon, I've seen them everywhere, and I'm like, there's no way. But share with everyone your secrets, I guess, for your XL candy.
All right, the secret sauce is twofold. Before I get into this, I'm gonna say I do walk about 20,000 steps a day. All right, but on top of that, I've got a walker. So it's this little device that you can get off Amazon, and you stick a phone in it, and it rotates back and forth, mimicking walking. And yeah, it'll do some, it'll add some eggs for you, get some candies for you, and it's pretty nice. It's basically the iPhone version of DFit, which is just for Androids.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is. That's how I get some of the candies. I don't even with legendaries, I don't bother using that for legendaries. I just raid because it's just too painful. But
no, for sure.
That's yeah, a lot. And, you know, I know there's a lot of thoughts on it. And my thought is like, am I cheating? No, I'm working the mechanics. Niantic states the framework of the game, you know, and they haven't said you're going to get banned for doing this because we can tell, you know, you can't walk 300 or whatever, 200, 300 kilometers a week. You know, that's too far out, too extreme. We know you're using a device. So they haven't said, hey, we're going to ban you if you keep doing this. So to me, I'm just working the mechanics. Now, I like what they do here regarding like, you know, classic or premier saying, okay, no XL Pokemon. And I think Sylph should do something like that because, yeah, it is an unfair situation in the Sylph world where you could bring an XL easily and others don't have that as much. So,
yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that was the one thing about Master League in the factions that I was kind of like, meh.
Yeah, and in factions, everyone I go up against, since I'm the Master League specialist, they all have XLs too. Like, don't even bother if you don't have an XL.
Now, while you were telling us this, Dino runs off screen and he comes back. And what did you bring with you?
Oh, so just to keep this, just between everyone that's listening, you know,
just between the world and us. Okay, yeah. Got it.
We don't suggest breaking terms of service, but honestly, I don't see this breaking terms of
you
service.
You know, it's funny. I have the same thing that he has, but I actually do not use it as much as I should.
So this thing actually works.
It does work.
Or is it like certain ones you have to get? Like there's some that it won't work, no, and then there's some that work. It's good for
any phone. So just this device has got a magnet at the bottom, and then look at that. You can put two phones on it if you want.
Huh.
But all I think that usually only works for
on Amazon right now.
Yes, you are. Prime it up, baby. Prime it up.
That's right.
You know, but it's funny though, because like we're talking about like the terms and stuff like that. But I think I read this somewhere on Reddit where they say that using PokeGenie, it's also you're not allowed to actually.
Yeah, they say that also. But so you know, if you know, they'll lose such a fan base and aka revenue, that it's not gonna
exactly
happen.
So. Exactly. So that's why you can't really like they can't. No one really can't argue the fact that.
Yeah,
I know there's many people that use it. I mean, there's other ways of, you know, walking that people use that's
like
definitely
with their feet.
Not,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean. But, you know, we're talking about like, you know.
Listen, realistically, we work. Like, I work close to 12 hours a day sometimes. I'm not getting, if I get more than 5K at the end of the week, then it was a good week for me walking. Like I went and did something.
That sounds exactly like for me. Yeah, the same for me.
But I spend most of my day in my office, you know, fixing shit, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm gonna send you guys pictures of the ones that I see here and we'll figure out which one I need to get. I just wanted to bring that up because you had mentioned it before and we were talking about XL. Now with Duskull, the community today, we're gonna get 30 free Ultra Balls. We'll get our regular community day box, and this one will have an Elite Charge TM plus an additional 50 Ultra Balls. And of course, my favorite bonus, 3x catch Stardust.
Stardust!
It's my favorite. My favorite thing. So, I think that's it for... Oh, wait, nope. We got one more.
You almost forgot.
Almost forgot because I typed it in the show notes, like smaller than everything else. So Saturday, and this is a good transition into our next thing. Saturday is Go Battle Day.
All right, before we jump in there, there is one other thing on the in-game news.
Oh.
The Furfoy and his friends.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was the other thing that we were talking about. So that came out, that dropped what today, just like right before I think we started recording.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, yeah. I think it was like
an hour before. So they announced Fashion Week, and the Fru Frau thing. And Paparek looked at this a little more than I did, so I'm going to let him kind of explain. There's like what, like 10 different styles of hair? I don't know what this is.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. One is, anyone who knows me is, I love costume shinies more than anything else in this game. And so we got three more costume shinies coming out, baby. I'm ready for it. But okay. Aside from that, actually, I think there might be four or five. Okay. Anyways, but on Fur Frau, yeah, so there are 10 trims total, and it's a new, mode-changing mechanic. So you'll be able to catch the standard one, which is called the natural form. You can change your Fur Frau to any other trim, but it's going to cost you 25 candies and 10,000 stardust, and is also limited to based on what you, where you're geographically located. So everyone globally will be able to get the natural form. You can change to the Matron form and then also the Dandy form. So that's everyone in the world. The Americas are going to get the Debutante form. Let's see. Diamond formed or trim, I guess trim is better use as it, is in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Star is going to be available in Asia Pacific. The Rain is going to be available in France. Kabuki is going to be available in Japan. Pharaoh trim is going to be available where? Yeah, Egypt. Okay, and then the heart trim is yet to be revealed where that's going to be. But yeah, basically It's this crazy looking overgrown poodle with crazy hair and hats that you just get everywhere.
Yeah. So this is a mono normal type, and I seriously doubt this is worth anything as far as PvP goes. But the interesting part about this Pokemon is the form changing mechanic that they've introduced for this.
Right.
So basically, from what I'm looking, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm looking at on the screenshots in the post is, instead of evolving that button that normally would be for you to evolve, it's a form change that's a certain amount, X amount of stardust, and then candy. In this case, it's 10,000 and then 25 candy.
Yeah, according to the infographic, you know, right below the power up button, there'll be a change form button. And then you'll be able to select, so it's not going to be randomized. You can choose which one you want to change intentionally. Oh,
that's even better.
Right. Okay.
Because if it was like a coin, like, what is it, a slot machine thing where you don't know where you're going to get, I'd probably be less inclined to go through that.
What would be cool is if you're able to raid them globally, like using Pokegenie or something like that, and then, you know, you catch one in, France, then you can, you know, trim to that version.
Yeah. So I like this. I think it's a cool thing. It opens up so much to Pokemon that are coming out that have different forms. I don't feel like they're going to do anything with Pokemon that are already out that have different forms, like Giratina and then Deoxys. But maybe like going forward, the different Deoxys forms, maybe. But the one that stuck out to me, and we were talking about before we started recording, was the new legendary that we got was Hoopa. And this form, the bound form Hoopa, the little one, is terrible. it's terrible.
Yes.
but this thing doesn't evolve. Basically, I mean, if you watch the movie, It basically
transforms,
they uncap like the rage or like whatever the evil in it, and it takes over and it becomes unbound. This thing has like what, 1, 2, 6 arms that just float away from its body. It's terrifying. It's awesome. And it's awesome in the fact it's a dark psychic. This thing is probably going to get, it's probably only going to have real play in Master League, just because Ultra League has more bug and fairy type.
Yeah.
than Master. Master League, you really are going to have to just look out for what Sylveon and Togekiss, I think, are the two main fairies over there. And then, let's see. So, and it's immune to psychic, so you're not going to have to worry about Mewtwo. But the crazy thing is, if this plays out, its base attack stat is 311.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
Insane.
Yeah. Awesome.
That thing is, that's intense. So let's see. So what Mewtwo is normally, I think Mewtwo has the highest attack stat currently.
Probably have to double check, but I don't recall.
Let's see.
Now, while you're pulling that up, I'll say I haven't seen Mewtwo as often as since Yveltal's come out, because that guy would just thrash on Mewtwo, no problem.
That's right. Something also to worry about, not thinking about it.
Which one?
The one he mentioned.
Yveltal?
Yeah.
I used to call him Yveltal.
Well, I mean, it's not... I mean, this Unbound Hoopa probably wouldn't worry about that, because that'll be, what, a neutral?
He'd be resistant to the dark move on Yveltal. That Hoopa would be a nice...
shake up.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, either in the Discord or on Twitter, whatever. From what my understanding is right now Mewtwo has the highest attack stat, and his attack stat is 264 at XL 15 at 100% level 50, 264. So this thing has what? 50 more points when it comes to attack. And its defense isn't too bad. It's 191, stamina 173. I think the best part of the whole thing is its movesets is Confusion, Dark Pulse, Psychic, or Shadow Ball.
So the base stat is for the attack is 300.
Okay, 300?
Yeah. So it's definitely up there with it. So that's still insane to me.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Plus, I love that moveset of the Confusion and Dark Pulse with Shadow Ball.
Yeah.
It just reminds me, it's like, if it just had a punch, it would be like Hypno.
Right, exactly. So, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
So if you've used Hypno, using this guy probably isn't going to be much of a difference mechanic-wise if you're used to that slow Confusion that Hypno throws.
You know what's insane?
Yes. I looked it up. The Mewtwo actually has the second highest attack. Deoxys does at 345.
Okay. So Deoxys is still higher, but I mean, so this is going to be what the second highest
arms.
Yeah. The second highest attacking Pokemon in the game.
With that being said, with the new mechanic that's going to be coming, I actually did think about another Pokemon that hasn't come out yet that could potentially benefit from this mechanic, and it would be Arceus.
Ooh. I think we were talking about that. Like, it has, like, so many different forms. Like,
exactly,
how
like
they going to do that?
This is exactly how I'm seeing it. I feel like it could be, like, used exactly the same way. I mean, it says changed forms, but obviously it's probably going to be more than 10,000 Stardust if that's the case.
Oh, and, yeah, for sure.
The game that's coming out next year, it's probably going to be a perfect timing for it to get to come out in Pokemon Go too. So,
you know who I else has a form change?
What about the Z-Dogs that just came out? Maybe. Yeah,
That's a maybe too.
They do. Keldeo.
That's another one that hasn't come out. Jeez, there's so many.
I know.
So this is like a perfect mechanic that they're finally coming out. It's probably just like a slow transition to using it.
Yeah, see? So now they have no reason not to bring these things in.
And actually, for this new Pokemon, and I'm gonna ask Papa Rex to say it because I didn't pay attention to how you say it. So, what is
the
it?
Dog?
This dog thing?
The dog thing?
I don't know, and that's why I just call them Z Dogs.
the other one.
Oh, the Yveltal?
The poodle.
Oh, Furfrow.
There you go.
So actually, I just took the time just to see what its moves could potentially have. And just, you know, it has Charm. Mm-hmm. It has Snarl.
Mm-hmm.
It has Surf Wild Charge. So like a Mew.
Ooh.
So it's
a wild card.
It actually may have some kind of decent play.
What's it has Dark stats Pool. Though?
The stats, see that's the thing that it may not help it. I mean, I definitely think it's gonna be a lot better than what's it called? I mean, this is like if it's maxed out, so I think it would be different based on like if you want to use it for Great League and potentially for Ultra League if it even reaches that much. But it definitely will have better than like, let me give you an example. What is it called? Delcatty, because that's a normal typing with Charm. So I think it would definitely be better than that. Yep. So I would wait just before I say if it's good or not. But the moves are there.
Does it look like the moves are dependent on the trim? That would be interesting.
Right now, it is just dependent on the base forms, like the normal one. So I didn't mention anything about that. I probably have to look more deep into it. So like the closer we get to when this comes out, probably like look more into it. But I mean, if the stats are not that bad, I mean, could be something to potentially use, or you'll probably see it on YouTube.
It's another evolution.
So if PV Poke is right, it's not getting Charm.
They already came out with the
moves. They have a list and they have it ranked. It's like in the 300, almost 400 in Great League. But it runs Sucker Punch, Bite, Takedown as its fast moves, charge moves, Surf, Grass Knot, Dark Pulse.
Oh, they completely wrecked this mon.
Yeah.
And I mean, it has average stats for Great League. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Now, oh, man. It gets bulkier, and they even kind of give it the bulky trait as an XL into Ultra League. The thing that I like about it, I like that Surf Grass Knot. Like, that covers a good amount. Like, it helps you against water Pokemon. Like Jellicent, this thing will wall Jellicent.
That's true. That's true. Only thing that's holding it back is those fast moves that it has. Weirdly enough, on PV Poke, it says that Sucker Punch is a fast charge, you know, fast move that it helps you charge quick. But I feel like maybe if they get a buff on dark moves, maybe it might become somewhat viable.
Maybe. I mean, when we did our draft, I had, was it Spiritomb?
Yeah.
And Spiritomb runs Sucker Punch, I believe.
Yes, it does.
And it does charge, it does build up a pretty fast. It's just, I don't think it has the damage, which is all right. But I mean, let's see, they're giving it key wins against Galarian Stunfisk, Jellicent, Sableye, Politoed, and Swampert.
I mean, that's not a bad list if you think about it.
And your Politoed, so they give it like a battle rating. So what is it? The closer to 1,000, the better the rating is. Its battle ratings against Jellicent and Politoed, like Jellicent's almost 800, which means this thing is going to wreck it. And then Politoed 753, Sableye 667 against Sableye. Like that's a good percentage.
Yeah, no, it actually is. That's actually not bad. I really do wish they did give it a better fast move, but I mean, it's I can't complain. I'll probably get like a decent one just to maybe use on a you know cup that we host. So.
So, Astro, is this performance before or after the haircut?
It doesn't. That's the thing. It just gives the thing. So I guess
now, it says its fur will grow longer and longer, and it has to get when you trim it in the lore. When you trim it, it gets swifter at battles. Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
get your interesting. Scissors. Yeah. Exactly. I'll start cutting its hair. I think it'd be fun. I mean, it's a normal typing. So like Machamp, Medicham, like you see those things come at dip out of there.
Get the heck out of there.
Yeah, because this thing, it's not bulky enough to like hang in there. Like, at least like if you are like if you have Vigoroth and you get locked into a fighter, you could have a chance depending on your shield situation, but not with this guy. This guy is gonna go down. It's like getting Opsagoon or Scrafty locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna go. So we'll see. Maybe this thing will, right now, I mean, there's not it's in the, you know, almost 400, but who knows? Maybe something, like we always say, what is it? It's just one move away from becoming viable.
Exactly.
So, that's right. You never know what's gonna happen.
Never know. So, all right. So that is that. Now, what I was saying before I forgot about the furry dog, is September 18th, Saturday, is the very first Go Battle day.
Woohoo!
So I know we were talking about this earlier as well, that we're all pretty excited about it being a full day because it just gives more people more chances to complete their sets. I don't ever finish my sets. Have you ever finished a set, Papa Rec?
I did once. The other couple times, just get burned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, you just kind of like keep going. Like, you drag yourself all the way to like 12 a.m., and it's really annoying, and I'm glad they finally changed that. I think a lot of people got burnt out because there was actually three Go Battle Nights the last season, compared to I think it was like maybe one per season, and sometimes not even one. So right. I think it's a huge difference, and I really like that they did that.
Yeah. So let's see. So we're going to run Ultra League and Ultra League Remix at this time. Am I right? Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. The next Go Battle Night is November?
November 1st, yeah.
Yep. And that's the one that we were talking about. That one is with Halloween Cup, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that. So so that is Saturday, and it's going to start at, I just lost it.
12 a.m.
12 a.m.?
Yeah, to 11:59 p.m. So 24 hours all day.
There you go. You got all day. So no spread excuses. It out. Don't try and do it all at once. Like, spread it out. Don't. What is it? Don't blow your load on the. Like, spread it out. Like, take your time. It's a Saturday. Relax.
Just don't wait till 10.
Yeah, don't like me. I'll probably try and get 100 battles in like 2 hours. Then get mad that I didn't do it.
Sounds about right. I'm calling it now.
So with that coming up, it's a good transition to move over to our GBL section so that we could start figuring out what the hell we're going to be running for Ultra League.
Fight.
Okay, so we got Ultra League and Ultra League Remix coming in. Not much has changed. Let me pull up the ban list for Ultra League Remix. So we're banned Clefable, Alolan Muk, Swampert, Empoleon, Togekiss, Giratina, Altered. So Giratina Origin is still available, but Altered is out. Cresselia, Talonflame, Melmetal, and Obstagoon. So what are we looking at? Are we running Ultra League Remix, Dino?
Me personally, I am going to try it on my main account, but I did play all my sets in Great League before it changed over to Ultra League. I am running actually open in my all account and actually having some success with it. I think I went 4-1 and then another 4-1 with using Obstagoon, Swampert, and Charizard in open Ultra League. So, and it was actually fun because So most of the time, you probably see maybe in Great League, maybe even here in Ultra League, that people use Obstagoon, like maybe Double Fairy, just because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why people do that, but... So I use it just because Swampert would be like neutral versus like any fighter, any fairies. And then Charizard would be mainly like my one that I save my shields for. Unless if I get the boost on Obstagoon, then believe me, I'm using all the shields on Obstagoon. And to be honest with you, it seems like a Pokemon that I did like using. I did try it out. I still haven't figured out a line for Remix. For my alt account, so I did like Scrafty, though. I do really like Scrafty and Remix. I do kind of want to build a team around Scrafty on my main account, but right now I'm having some success, you know, and when you have success with a team, you know, don't mess with it, just keep going with it. So right now, in my alt account, at least until tomorrow, I'm going to stick with Open Ultra League, and then tomorrow I'm going to see how it goes with Remix.
Nice. Paparek, you played what? All your sets or just a couple of sets in Ultra League today?
I think I did 4 out of 5.
Okay. Were you seeing anything?
It was being really rough, and I finally was switching around Pokemon, and I finally settled on Scrafty, Stunfisk, and Shiftry, and I'm having good luck with that so far. PB Poke actually rates it a pretty bad team D for coverage.
It's pretty glassy, I'll tell you. It's
yeah, so yeah, it's just it's fun to play with, so we'll see how it goes. Obviously, just really only a couple sets with that team. So
yeah. What were you seeing out there today?
Frustration really is mostly what I was seeing. I threw out there, I built a Scavalier. So I was playing around with him and I was like, this is just not working. I can't make it fit. So I went back to my original team, which was Scrafty, Stunfisk, and Gyarados. But I was getting hit too hard on a weak on a Gyarados. So I decided to change up to Shiftry, which I've used before because that dark and grass is a pretty nice combination to have going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. I've actually wanted to build a Shiftry for Ultra League just because I remember how spammy it is.
Oh my gosh. Yes, he just keeps firing that grass move like no one's business.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I have 100%.
Yeah, me too. I just never built that.
So I have 100% regular and I have 100% shadow.
Ooh.
That's insane.
The shadow would hit incredibly hard, but it would like... It would go down so quick.
he would be super frail. I am building a shadow Abomasnow. That's going to take me a while to get all that going.
That's going to be a lot.
That should be expensive. Fun. Yeah.
The genie is like, shadow Abomasnow.
Yeah, I'm like thinking, I'm like, I shouldn't be building that.
Yeah. So there wasn't like one Pokemon you saw like kind of like no, it more was than the others?
Overall, I was just getting wrecked.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I have a feeling people are going to lean on Armored Mewtwo again this go around.
Yeah, I call him. So, which is not bad with Scrafty and Shiftry in there, and it's not a threat.
That's true. He probably, your team would wreck Mewtwo, so I wouldn't even worry about that. Like, every single Pokemon that you have can wreck it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Bring Mewtwo, please.
Yeah.
That's how I usually like to build my teams is, you know, not what's top rankers, but what's going to counter the top rankers.
You know, it's funny. I used to think like that too. And we still try to do it that way just because, you know, some people may not have, I don't know, a Regirock or anything crazy that's up there, like, or a Registeel. Maybe so like you want to use like a different Pokemon that's a Steel that's maybe in the top 50s, maybe top 75. But I do like to use different ones. I know a lot of people that like to use, I think Steelix was a decent one, but it's also XL now. So, the few matches that I did do in Remix, I actually didn't see a lot of the Pokemon that are in the top 10. So I never saw any Steelix, any Regirocks, no Giratinas. I did see a lot of Scrafties, though, so I think everyone's like on the same page as me. So I would definitely look out for that. Maybe run some Charmers with Double Dark. I don't know. I think actually Blind Flip has that, doesn't he?
I think so.
I think he was running like Sylveon, Umbreon, and I believe Obstagoon, but I think that's for open, right?
Yeah.
So that's a nice line.
I'm doing open also.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got to watch out for that Machamp hiding in the back.
That's
what Scrappy will hopefully take care of.
Yes.
It's close, but he always usually wins.
It is a close. Well, okay. So I threw my team that I'm probably going to run in Remix up here on the team builder. Surprisingly, with Snorlax, it's still got a D for bulk. But my coverage, it was a C, safety was an A, and really, it says the only thing I've got to look out for is Mandibuzz. Like, I don't have anything to beat a Mandibuzz.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, I did see a decent amount of Mandibuzz too. So,
oh no. So,
but
maybe I'll run. Maybe I'll switch. Man, because my Ultra League has Payback on it. So if I switch Payback for Rock Slide to help, then I'm gonna have to use an Elite TM if I want to get. No, all right. If I see Mandibuzz, I'll just quit. But it has so Scrafty. It has my Machamp beating it. Like, it's not the little X, it's the big X.
Oh man,
yeah. So, now that's, I think I have like a rank 3 Machamp, so that's probably why. So I wouldn't suggest, well, maybe try it out and see what happens, but the coverage of this team is pretty well. Like, I feel like this is where this may be a good couple weeks for me.
Did I miss it? What is the three mons that you put together?
Gengar lead, Snorlax is my safe, and then Machamp sits in the back.
Huh. So going back to the OG line
line, it does me well. The only other line that I run in Ultra League that I'm comfortable with is the Gengar or Swampert Gengar Escavalier line that me and you ran on our stream.
I tried that actually on my own account to use it in open. It didn't go well. So I wouldn't suggest it. I wouldn't suggest it. It's better for Premiere, so don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, in the meantime, I'm trying to figure out a way I can use my Alolan Ninetales. I had a team last season that did well, and then it didn't. it was really good, and then it sucked. With Alolan Ninetales, and I think Kingdra. I think I had Kingdra in there, and then someone else I forget. But I built an Alolan Ninetales, and I have also my XL Altaria. So I want to try and build a team around it, but at the same time, like, I want to go up an Elo. Like, like, as much as I want to run them, like, I know my OG team works. It works for me. I know how to run it. I know how to use it.
You know the ins and outs. Yeah, so it makes sense. I would definitely stick to it if that's the case. You know, I still think you should stick to it, but worst case scenario, if you decide to try something, you can do. If you really want to use A9 or Alolan Ninetales in Ultra this go around, maybe in Open, sort of similar to a line like Blind Flip, where he has the Charmer in the front, which would be your Alolan Ninetales, and then maybe Scrafty Obstagoon in the back. Because if you go to Ultra, Open Ultra, in PvP Poke, you'll see that Registeel is up there along with Cresselia, Stunfisk, Giratina. So you have all this dark with a counterattack.
Yeah.
So it will do well against all of these, as well as Obama's. There's so many that are weak in the top 10 versus fighters and dark Pokemon, and that's, you have that in the back. Worst case scenario, you run across a Machamp, but let's be realistic. I feel like you won't run into that many. I feel like it'll be like a nice, fun line to run just to try out. You know, Scrafty, you know, you love Scrafty, so
yeah,
why not?
Yeah. So I was looking at like the top 10 here for Ultra League Remix. Registeel, Galarian Stunfisk, Jellicent, Defense Deoxys, Cofagrigus, Steelix, Regirock, Giratina Origin, Scrafty, Mandibuzz. My team takes out 9 of the top 10.
Exactly.
So, which is I'm feeling amazing. Good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good there.
So you did play all your sets in?
No, I haven't. I haven't played yet. So
you may not even play.
Yeah. It depends. We're almost done with the show. We just got to go through the questions. But yeah. So we'll kind of see how that goes. I feel like I feel okay with my team. I know. Papa Rec was still like kind of iffy about his and kind of was thinking like maybe Dino can kind of help him out with a new team.
Yeah, I mean, he did mention that he had like, I think he sent like what, like 5 pages of the.
Yeah. I went, wow, that's a lot of Stardust.
Well, those are all the potentials I've just been sitting on. Like, maybe I'll use it someday. Maybe, you know.
Oh, don't ever do that. Don't ever send Dino a screenshot of all the Pokemon you haven't built, because he'll look at your Stardust and go, here you go. And then when you're done, you'll have nothing. Because he did that with me. He did that with me with Great League once, and it was. But I'm thankful because it was Pokemon I use regularly.
Did include
now.
A screenshot of the ones that are already built also.
Okay. You know, I was actually looking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Skarmory would have been amazing for Premiere if we were having it right now.
Oh my god.
With like so many steel Pokemon right now, I definitely would not suggest it at all. But yeah. I mean, like, with that being said, like, I mean, if there is one particular Pokemon that you feel super comfortable running, like maybe build a team around that. I don't know which Pokemon that would be though.
I really like Scrafty, and so he's my so, and yeah, I've always run him in this league, and so far, so good. I just need to balance him out, really.
I think, yeah, I love actually Scrafty. I did come up with the random team on my other account, and don't judge me with it.
You're so judged already.
It was actually in Great League. I'm sorry. It was in Great League. So I was running Scrafty with double psychic in the back. So I was running it with Deoxys, defense form Deoxys and Mew in the back. So it was fun.
Wait, no Shadow Hypno?
No Shadow Hypno. Because I wanted to try something different. Okay. But if not, I would have definitely used it. Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad idea, so I may try it next time. there's always a way back to Hypno, man. There's always a way back to Hypno. So I did see people also running a dark with like maybe double poison. I saw like Scrafty, Nidoqueen, or another poison type. So there's a lot of potential with it. And I think that if you're doing well with that team now, continue using that. I mean, if you don't see a lot of fighters, even better.
Yeah.
So
So I was looking because we brought up our boy. So whenever we bring up Hypno, like I got to look. Have you been catching more Hypnos than normal?
Just
or drowsies, Hypnos. More drowsies.
I mean, yeah, just drowsies specifically. Yeah. I see a yellow, you know, looking thing in my map, and then
every single one. I am determined. I want to build. I'm going to build an XL. And it's funny because we actually have a question in our question and answer segment about Hypno. But before we get over to that, we got anything else to add on Ultra League for right now? Or you think we're good?
I think we can add more onto it after we have like a whole week. Yeah. So probably next episode we'll have a little bit more in intel of what should be used in this Remix or open, you know, whatever everyone feels more comfortable in, you know.
Perfect. Yep. Okay, so then let's go ahead and move over to the question and answer segment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Before we get started, we our question and answer segment. If you have questions for the show, you can always message us on Twitter or shoot us an email, btwpvp@gmail.com. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can join our Discord through our Patreon, and you can ask them in the You Want Answers section of our Discord, which is normally where most of our questions come from. And sometimes we read them before, sometimes we don't, as we learned from last time. So we have quite a bit. And I think the best part about this section is the fact that people ask questions, and sometimes like we're answering it when we record on Monday, like 2 days after someone has already answered it. Probably just as good, maybe sometimes better than we would.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome. I love the fact that everyone is jumping in, everyone helps out. So, all right. So let's go ahead and get this going. So our first question comes from Wildcat Dad 17.
Of course it would be him.
Yeah. He's asking, with the new exploit in GBL, will you play less to save your Elo? I haven't really seen it. And I don't think I haven't seen it and it hasn't affected me. I know me and Fish tried to do it during our stream on Friday and we couldn't figure it out. But if people are doing it, I can't tell, because it looks like the same old lag I get every time I throw a charge move anyway. So what about you, Dina?
I haven't really seen it as much. I know a lot of people were talking about it in another chat. And when people started explaining it to me, I'm like, okay, maybe they did do it to me. I didn't even notice. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's why I've been doing bad. Just trying to justify me doing bad. But there was someone that made a theory of how to fix it. Someone tries to use that glitch or whatever it is, the exploit that they're trying to do, they say to minimize your game. Not sure if that works or not, but someone confirmed that they tried it and they went back to the game and it works. So if you, for some reason, notice that that's happening, maybe try that. I don't know if by the time this comes out, if it will be fixed. I doubt it. Because apparently I was also hearing that has been around, but no one really knew about it until someone, you know, more people made a video about it and then more people started doing it. So yeah. It's ironic how that works, but in people trying to help people understand it, it kind of, you know, made it more known. So personally, I don't think I noticed it. So
yeah. How about you, Papa Rec? Have you noticed it, or does it make you want to play less knowing that that's out there now?
I haven't noticed it, but I am going to play no matter what happens to my Elo, because I need Stardust.
There you go. So yeah, so Wildcat, we're still playing, and so are you.
He's probably not playing as much, but I'm sure he's definitely playing. He hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
There was actually a funny one that I don't know if you saw it. Fish asked before Wildcat that he has a question.
Yes.
I thought it was funny.
You're right. So let me, I'll go ahead and read that. So this comes from our mate, Fish on a Heater. Says, if your other two co-hosts were Pokemon, well, now three co-hosts, which Mons would they be? So let's start with Papa Rec. Let's see. So you got three Pokemon that you would put for me, Dino, and Wildcat.
Oh, man. Pressure is on.
I was gonna say that. I'm like, oh man, I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah, I think that one.
I wasn't either. I wasn't either. So
that's why he's buying some time right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not buying enough time, guys.
Okay, so I'll jump in just because I can only think of something. And the funny thing is, when this was asked, the first thing that came at least for me for like Papa Rec, it was Scrafty, just because I've always seen his icon in Discord as Scrafty. So like that's all I picture.
Yeah.
Like that's all I see. And ironically enough, that's how I see also Astro is a Marowak. So I think about Alolan Marowak because he likes ghosts.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about anything about Wildcat that honestly. I thought about a cat. I'm not sure which one.
Maybe Del like Caddy.
Probably he would get so
he's
mad.
He's gonna be so pissed. No, he's so gonna mad. Be throwing stuff at you.
I always think of Thundercats.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Okay,
so now if we're doing it like that, then I'm gonna say Astro is gonna be Gengar, and Dino is always your boy Swampert. So yeah, you're gonna be Swampert.
I was gonna say that,
but yeah, for Wildcat, yeah, no, I'm gonna cat. We'd have to come up with cool. You know what? Sometimes I think of Landorus. Yeah.
That's actually a really close one to his picture. I think I would say that. That's not bad.
The Landorus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Word.
All right. So moving on.
No, bro. It's not like that.
All right. So I'm going to go with. So I'm not going to go with the obvious here with Dino, with Swampert or Hypno or something like that. I'm going to go off and going to go with a Pokemon, probably the only real Pokemon that kind of has our roots and our flavor, and I'm gonna go with Howlucha.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's fighting and he's you know Lucha Libre, so he's he falls into like the Hispanic thing, and
I like it.
In the anime he's got like that little like swagger, but he's not like too swaggy, you know.
I can see him dancing to my theme song for the
probably the... yep. So, for Wildcat, it's so hard, and he's going to be mad at me. And it's not for anything, but if you've never met Wildcat or seen Wildcat, like, when you see him, the way he talks and the way he comes off, like, it is exactly the way I pictured him. Like, he's a genuine nice guy. He is someone that you just want to run up and hug. Like, he looks like he's a guy you could just hug. And when I think of a huggable Pokemon, I think of, is it Bearware? Beware?
I want that one to come out.
Yeah. The big pink and black Pokemon bear that always takes Jesse and James, which also, from what I read, it literally, when it hugs you, its intention is to shatter your spine.
Oh, that's not cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Then why are these low, like, so, like, creepy?
Yeah, man. These are very distorted beings.
I won't get into all that again. But yeah. Is it Bearware or Beware?
Bearware. I think it's Bearware.
Yeah. And for Papa Rec, I'm going Alakazam.
All right.
Like, I like that.
I'm looking at him and if he has spoons in his hands, like I could see it. I could see
he's a
like
wizard.
A very, like a more like chill version of Alakazam, like, you know, but
I like there. It. Nice.
I like it. So good question there, Fish. Of course you would be Magikarp and that's it. So moving on. next question comes from Gravy2. This is a Master League question here. If you don't have access to 4-star Pokemon, how do you find acceptable IVs? Example, the Dialga 14 plus 12 plus kind of thing, like the where it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's still like a rank 1 or like a rank 2.
Right.
What do you suggest people look at when it comes to, obviously 100% is ideal, but what's like the minimum you go on anything for Master League?
I like to stay within the top 10 and not have any of the values, you know, drop more than one. So like 15, 14, 15 or 15, 15, 14, but not necessarily like a 15, 15, 13. You know, we've talked about how sometimes a number two or three can function as a number one. So there's a couple tools I do use. One is the Go Stadium, check your IV. So in the case where he's talking about the 15, 14, 12, that's a rank 33. So that is just a lot of, if you're doing the XL, that's a lot of legendary XL candy to throw at someone.
Yeah.
I would say keep rating until you found one that's a little bit higher. The other thing I use is PV Poke, looking at breakpoints and bulk points and battle ratings. So Dialga's a little bit different. Is that the one we're talking about, Dialga? Or is it?
Yep, Dialga. Yep, you're right. Good.
That's
what I thought.
Okay. that's one of the few where you want the 100.
Okay.
So, and the reason, because it's not 100 normal, it's 100 buddy boosted. So it's battle ranking, actually rating for the 15, 15, 15 and a 15, 14, 12 is the same at 500. But when you boost them, it just crosses the threshold for a breakpoint and his battle rating jumps from 500 to 629.
Oh, wow.
So that's a huge jump.
Yeah. So that's one of the few that's an anomaly that's like that. But so PvP Poke, using the battle ratings and looking at breakpoints and bulk points and those simulated battles. And then also, Go Stadium.
Nice.
So those are my tools to use. But to answer your question, yeah, I'd skip that one. If you just have like the 296 XL candy now and you just want to play with them, well, then play with them and have fun. But if you are patient enough to wait out, that's one of the few I'd say hold till you have that hundo.
Cool. That's crazy. So Master League, you like breakpoints and stuff like that, those are huge factors when it comes in. To Master League opposed to other like Great League and stuff like that.
Yeah, because the CP and HP is just exponentially different as you power it up. Yes.
Yeah. And if you don't understand the whole breakpoint thing, maybe next week we'll kind of go over that.
Sure.
Because I think that's important to understand, especially if you want to start running Master League. You know. It sounds like that's a pretty important thing to be looking at. So, all right. So moving on, it's actually another question here for Papa Rec. This comes from Casa de Cubone. Writes, I usually skip Masters altogether. Day one player, 160K catches. I'm just always overwhelmed in building a mon for that league and it being a waste. Any team suggestions or a group of mon to build over time? Thanks in advance.
So there are a lot, not even considering the Premier Classic that's coming up, but even for Open, there are a lot of non-legendary Pokemon that are excellent candidates for Master League. One that I keep going back to and I run now is Excadrill. He is so awesome. Glass Cannon, yes, not as glassy as Gengar, but save a shield for him. Another one is Gyarados, which performs amazingly. In fact, my go-to team is Yveltal, Gyarados, and Excadrill. So only one of those is a legendary.
But Excadrill and Gyarados, you don't need XL right away, right? It could still be viable, like under level 50, or does it still need to be level 50?
I would say just go ahead and do it with the XL. So everything I'm talking about is with the XL. If you're not going to do the XL, obviously just stick with the classic and then go that route. Because even then, let's see. Yeah, Gyarados is still ranked 40 in classic, so no XL. So yeah, just do classic or something like that. But another cool one that I've started playing with is actually Magnezone. So he is a fairy killer for sure. And, you know, there's dragons in Master, and when they're dragons, they're going to be fairies. And so then you have a fairy killer.
Nice.
So Swampert, Somber's just awesome in all the leagues. Yeah, I see you smiling.
He knows. Yeah.
And here's actually one that should be pretty easy to get, which is awesome. Is a mythical. It's Melmetal. Mm. So every 3 days, you can transfer to Pokemon Home through your phone. You don't have to have the Switch, and then that'll charge up the box. I think it's 3 days, maybe five. But there's no reason why you can't get that. And you'll get plenty of XL candies off that. And after all your catches, you're bound to get a high ranking one.
Nice. Okay. All right. So I've got my list here. So I know what I'm going to start building. Excadrill.
Excadrill. Yes.
So the next question comes from, it comes from me. Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah. What a surprise.
So I write in, if I were to build multiple Hypnos, Shadow and Regular, how many do I need to build and what moves do I put on which Mon? I mean, obviously Focus Blast goes on all of them, but the reason I ask is because so Fish in our charity tournament ran three Hypnos with three different move sets. And it's one of those Pokemon that has multiple move sets that you can mix and match, and you could fall into the Mew trap where you're just TMing things and you're just bouncing between Shadow Ball and Focus Blast for like 15, and then finally you'll get like a Ice Punch or Thunder Punch. But I figured it'd be a good question to ask Dino, because Dino is like the advocate for Hypno and Focus Blast. But what, like, is there like, is three or four, like, should I focus more on Shadow than Regular when it comes to Hypno?
We're talking about Great League, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So if that's the case, I like to focus more on the Shadow just because I have a preference. There's nothing wrong with going with the regular one, just because if you think about it, I don't know if you guys have seen the regular, this line is basically common. I forget who, I think it was, it was a YouTuber that made the line of, Hypno, Umbreon, and, Scrafty. So okay. I think it's a very known line. And with that line, it's ran with either or, so you can do regular or Shadow. At least for my line that I have, with Swampert, Shadow Hypno, I prefer the Shadow. So it just really depends on the preference. If you want more damage output or more bulk, and if I could, honestly, I would actually build three of each if I could. I actually do have three Hypnos, regular Hypnos and one Shadow, and the regular Hypnos all have different moves. Mm-hmm. So just kind of like what, Fish did.
Yeah,
and if I could, I actually been wanting to get more good IVs for Shadow Hypno to run two other ones.
On the Shadow ones, would you suggest running like a Punch and then a Nuke, like either a Shadow Ball or Focus Blast?
So I did something that we probably will frown upon, which is I took off Focus Blast.
It's okay, you can.
You can. So I took it off for just this to try out, because the reason why I did that is because there was a buff on Focus Blast, and everyone expected a Focus Blast, and it seemed like a waste of energy. And now I build up to a Focus Blast and throw a Fire Punch and they shield. And actually, I don't know if you ever used a Fire Punch on a Stunfisk, it does about 20-25% on it. Mm-hmm. As a Shadow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So I love it. Like it's that's why I love Shadow Hypno personally.
Yeah.
So there's those two different ones, and it just varies on your team too. So if you think about it, if I'm running Swampert, it makes sense for me to run Fire Punch, because Fire Punch for Grass Pokemon, I'm running a Water Ground lead. So I have coverage also with Skarmory. So I have basically two Pokemon that covers it. More of my soft counter would be Hypno.
Nice.
So it really depends. Like, I honestly suggest, like, for Pokemon like that, obviously we can't do it for Mew because it's very limited. and you know, we just have to waste like 50 charge TMs on it, but we also have to do that with Hypno. So
yeah,
that's why it's Hypno's very, it's out right now. So, you know, it's a perfect time to get three Hypnos and yeah, not waste TMs. And I just think that's like the best way to go about it, at least with Hypno specifically, you know?
Nice. All right. So next question comes from Uncle B-Stud, and it's for Papa Rec again. Sleeper picks for Master League Classic Premier, and Lugia for Open Masters, is a 15-15-14 IV spread good enough?
Okay. Yeah, let's start with the Lugia. So yes, that spread is awesome. If I go to Go Stadium, look that up. That's a rank 3. So on the attack, defense, obviously he's as good as number 1, and the stamina difference is from 209 to 210. But even more importantly, go over to PV Poke, take a look at just his bulk points against the meta, the perfect versus a 15-15-14. They're identical throughout the meta. So yeah, build that one. Go for it. Even in some cases, I looked at it where the bulk points are a little bit different and break points are different. Oftentimes the battle ends with Lugia winning with the same amount of seconds. So, yep.
Okay.
That one's good to go. As far as, let's see, Premier Classic, sleepers, huh? I don't know. I think that when I look at the list for top ranks, what sticks out for me, first of all, is going to be Snorlax. I'm not seeing a lot of, actually, any other normal within the top 23. So that should be cool. I have never played Premier Classic, so I am just guessing. But, you know, my boy Excadrill is number 7, so I like that.
I was going to say sleeper pick, Gengar.
Yeah, Gengar. Gengar, yeah. Rated, what, was it 31? Yeah.
Somewhere on top, like 31. So
the one I see, Haxorus is 32. That's crazy.
Oh, the one I saw here that I was like, oh, I forgot that it runs that. Is Melodic with Dragon Tail, Surf, and Blizzard.
Oh, because it has the Dragon Tail buff this time around.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, you don't have to look out for too much. Okay, that should be fun.
Because that's and it's a mono water type, so really it's just grass and electric. This is like the one league that electric has, you have to worry about electric probably a little more than in grass.
Right, yep.
So that could be a fun one.
It could.
And then Heracross?
I mean, yeah, it did get some Mega Horn, got a little bit of a buff, so... Yeah. Maybe.
And then with Rock Blast now?
That's, oh man, so many possibilities. But I do like the idea of Gengar, so I think I may stick with that.
Yeah. Gengar. Done.
Goodra. Right. I wonder how that would go.
Ooh.
Yep.
That one's, so you know, I have to.
There's such a mix. Enough. I feel like it's going to be the Wild West, and we're going to see how the meta shapes out.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let's see. Next question here is from Matthew Breaker. It says, I'm the Ultra League specialist for my faction team. My past two opponents both used several Exomon, which is completely fine. What is frustrating is seeing my opponent's trainer card and knowing that they are definitely defit.
That's the app that they use, I think.
Okay.
It's like the Walker for Android.
Okay, defit user based on the fact that they have over 70,000 kilometers walked. That equates to someone walking without skipping around 39 kilometers per day since the game came out. Oh, wow. have you experienced this? If so, what are your thoughts on flagrancy of your opponent's quote unquote cheating, which could give them a leg up on sylph matches? They have access to more XL Pokemon than a normal grinder. So we kind of mentioned this and kind of advocated for the Walker thing.
Except for, I will say for sylph, if sylph puts in some parameters, so.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that there, I guess I would look at it different than I would look at like the main thing like I see when I see people like quote unquote cheating and in any of it is when you could probably tell this person is spoofing like to get some of their Pokemon. You can't always tell, but there's sometimes you can tell by certain things depending on when the player started and the type of Pokemon they have. And some of them are very region locked and stuff like that. You know, if you're lucky, you are friends with someone who's been to a Safari Zone or been to Go Fests where they gotten some of these. But as far as like the Walker thing goes, I'm going to have to, I don't really look at it as cheating. I think of it as working the mechanics. Yeah.
I feel like it's not cheating just because we've used other stuff that are also considered cheating in the game. And if you actually take the time to look and read it, this is something that I read in Reddit where there's multiple things that we use, like resources that are not legal according to
our gotchas.
Yeah, our gotchas, and you know, who doesn't have it? So, yes, I agree. Maybe some people do abuse this thing. At least for me, I only like when I did use it every now and then was like during the nighttime, just because that's the only time I wasn't playing my sets and I can't just leave my phone unattended. So,
yeah,
the only time I really used it was just like overnight, and then that's it. Like, but if people are using it like the whole day, like to get, you know, XL candy, that's just like abusing it. Yeah, I can see why they're doing that, why people feel that way. And I don't know. It just depends. If you're abusing it, then yeah, I can see their point of view.
And the other part I would just say to that is, you know, using gotchas or the walkers, you know, there's some free to play players out there. And so that would obviously disadvantage them versus, you know, us who are pay to play. But that's just food for thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, when you look at it, most of us are pay to play. We're purchasing some either a box or something like that.
But, or a ticket, you know.
Something. Yeah. But, you know, Papa Rec made a good point. Like some of these players aren't doing that. And that kind of limits them from certain, you know, not being able to have enough incubators to hatch eggs and stuff like that. So, like I said, with this kind of thing, like I'm okay with. Like if you're sticking your phone in a thing while you're at work and it's swinging and it's getting you steps, I mean that's fine. In my head, that's fine. It's just as, I guess it would be just as much cheating as me getting in my car, putting on an incense every morning, and turning my gacha on and just driving and catching whatever pops up. You know, yeah, I'm technically not catching those Pokemon and I'm not pressing the button exactly on my, the other things. So, you know,
I was going to say like, and at least in my defense, like for me getting this thing to like the walker is because, you know, some people just don't have time to go grinding, which I've established this basically since episode one, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me. Like I don't have time to, you know, go out. So this is my only way to literally grind. And I feel like maybe if you do have time to go grind, then, you know, you have no excuse to go out, then maybe I can see what your point of view. But there's some people that just can't go, you know, they have a busy life. Like they work late, you know, get home late, and they don't really have time to play. And they really want to have XL candies. And there literally is no other way besides walking your buddy and possibly catching stuff. So I think it does help for people that, you know, are not capable of going out and doing the grinding sessions like a lot of people do.
Yeah. So, all right. So we got a couple more questions. So let's kind of power through those. This one comes from Clifford Mert, writes, what do you guys think about using attack weighted IVs? Do you have any advice on when it's better to use attack weighted stats versus like a high ranked, potentially saving big chunks of resources? So I guess it depends on where
I guess you're looking at it.
Yeah, because I was going to say for Grey League and possibly Ultra League, I've done it where my alt accounts, they don't have the ideal IVs for it. And sometimes it does help because I win the CMP tie in the crucial moments. But I could suffer it whenever I take a hit, you know, without a shield. So it really depends. I will say this, and I think I probably said this last episode, where you don't really need the perfect IVs if you're just starting out. You'll be fine. You'll be okay. And I think even, I forget if this is in Discord or someone in a different chat that mentioned that, I don't want to say I quote it, but it's something similar where I think Speedy said that IVs don't matter. So it does matter to an extent. It does help you maybe like in a really close match. But if you're just starting out, I wouldn't sweat it. If you got maybe like a 10, 15, 15 or anything like a 2, 8, 10 or something along those lines, you'll be fine. And if you really want to use a Pokemon, you know, go for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I guess in Master League, it pretty much... you need as close to perfect. There's not like one you want to drop. So,
right.
I think one for Great League that I think like if you've got like, okay, here's an example, Mandibuzz. So Mandibuzz is already an extremely bulky Pokemon, but its attack stat isn't great. So that's a Pokemon where if you hatched it, and you got like a 15, 14, and then like 10 or something like that. Like that one would be like, in my opinion, like if that's your best one, that's still probably going to be really good because its defense stats are already ridiculous. And, you know, it needs that extra help with the attack.
Yeah. So it like I said, like it, you'll notice most of these things mainly more in like mirror matches. So like if you were to go play against a rank one Azu with XL versus the rank one before XL, I don't recall exactly, but I think someone mentioned that the rank one before XL won just because the attack is a little bit higher. I could be wrong, but it does make a difference more in the mirror matches than it does when it's like some random Pokemon, you know, if you're just playing like a Swampert versus like a Mandibuzz or a Toxicroak versus a Medicham, but it's mainly more when it's mirror matches more than anything.
Oh, so I was looking at it. The Azumarill, an XL Azumarill actually has its attack stats 93 versus the regular one, which is 95, where it kind of takes a big step is, and it's really not that big of a step, honestly, now that I'm looking at it, everything is like a 2-point swing as far as defense and stamina. You're looking at 190 stamina for XL, 188 stamina for regular, 130 defense for the regular one, 134 defense for the XL. So if you have, you know, a top 10 regular Azumarill, like you're good. Like don't stress it.
Yeah. So I just did the simulation right now, versus the two of them that mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, and the rank one before XL, comes out on top in the 1-to-1 shield with 24 HP. So it beats the XL Azu that people are just now building while I'm just here using my old Azu.
Yeah.
So it just like you can do these things. You can, this is why I like PV Poke. You can put your stats on there, your whatever you have for the attack, defense, and stamina, and then compare it to like maybe like a rank one or whatever other thing that is more ideal. Like, I don't think like you'll see a lot of like maybe rank one Stunfisk, for example, because that you have to get through trading mainly. And I just feel like it's just, it doesn't really matter. I know there's so many people that have, like, for example, my alt account got to legend without any ideal IVs at all in any of my Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it's doable.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point of putting it in PV Poke against each other. Like, if you're deciding whether or not you're going to build an XL versus keep your regular one, I'll probably do that with my Medichans, because I have two, and one is already like in the 1300s or 1400s, and it's best buddied. So
yes, one Pokemon that I would say that is ideal to have at XL is Bastiodon, and I'm actually starting to finally notice that, and it does flip a lot of matches. For example, like a Pelipper XL Bastiodon versus a Pelipper versus a regular Bastiodon against the Pelipper, it actually has a better chance with the XL Bastiodon against the Pelipper. So I definitely think I would suggest it with certain Pokemon. If you actually obviously have like more questions in regards to what specifically, you can definitely tag me on Discord or message me on Twitter.
Yep. So, all right. Next question. We got another one here from Gravy too. What is the process of finding your personal best time to play? Do you guys write down times and win loss for the set and wait like an hour and then play another set and collect data? Or was it just a feeling? Me, it was I played at a certain time because that was the time that I could play. And then I tried, like, Dino plays in the morning. Like, he likes playing it in the morning. I tried a couple times in the morning, and I can't. My brain isn't functioning enough, I guess, to sit down and do a set. We monitor our win losses. And I think maybe like us as like a show probably doesn't check times as much, because we kind of know when each of us are playing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone knows that I'm normally like at this point, at this time, like this is mine between like 10:30 and 12. Actually you guys even know that, because someone was calling me out on the stream saying like, stop, because you're past your time of playing. So, you know, we all have our time. So like, we kind of don't really check that, but I mean, I've been saying for a while, we're just really bad at the follow through on this, is getting like a Google spreadsheet where everyone can go in and put like their times that they played and what their win losses were. And maybe there's like an optimal time for everybody to play that we just don't know. But I think it's really whatever works for you. Like, you'll find it. You'll find that time and then just kind of roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. So just basically like also whenever you can play. Some people like Astro, he usually plays at nighttime, not just because he wants to. It's just like that's basically when sometimes he can only play. So.
Yeah, everyone's asleep by then, and it's the only time my house is quiet is at night when everybody's sleeping. So, and if I'm playing during the day and the kids are yelling or, you know, everyone's, you know, talking stuff, like my brain just can't focus on, you know, trying to count moves or figuring things out. So, you know, you find your time. Next question comes from Thanks Friends 673, another one for Papa Rec. It seems like a common question, and I think you kind of answered it, so you may be repeating yourself here. How do you pick out your teams for Open Master League, especially since PV Poke doesn't have any team suggestions for Master League?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so just use the tools that we have, which, you know, using PV Poke in terms of the battle rankings, bulk points, break points. Yeah, I think it's probably a good thing to go over next time or sometime soon. Go Stadium, just so you can see how the rankings compare to the number one and how the individual stats compare to the ranking one. And then beyond that, whatever your style is, whether you want to go for the top rankers or counter to the top rankers or counter to those counters. And just see, you know, and
see what fits your style. And of course, what you have available to level up to.
Yeah. Cool. I think we've got two more here. Let me just make sure, because there's a lot of... Okay, yep, we got two. This is from Blind Flip. Writes, do you guys think they will ever create double type moves? For example, a move that is both fighting and flying. Do you think that they will create a triple type Pokemon, i.e. a Pokemon that has, that is flying, ice, fighting? I don't know.
I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised, because, you know, at some point they're going to kind of like start running out of ideas. So I don't see why not. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever seen like some Pokemon cards have like a dual typing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know. Who knows? You never know. Cause like I said, they may run out of ideas at some point, and then they're going to just do something crazy, just like they did with like Megas, VMAX, and stuff like that.
I bet we'll see Pokemons with multiple charge moves, like 3 or 4 charge moves before we see that.
No, actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because, I mean, you could have more than 3 moves in the main series, I think, right?
Yeah.
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 So, in other games.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, when it first started, everything was a monotype.
That's true. Know?
And then it's slowly they realize, okay, well, now we can mix typings and stuff like that. But I mean,
but when you look at your cards. Is that based on Pokemon Go, or are those the typings from the Pokemon company?
From the Pokemon company.
Right.
So when it first started, and even in the card game, I believe everything is mostly monotype, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It just has one typing. Like with the card game, it's a little bit different. Like they would put Nidoqueen as a psychic Pokemon, even though it's not.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think like as far as like the Pokemon company goes, they'll probably, I would say, try and make another giant type Pokemon, like whatever comes after, what is it, Gigantamax or whatever that's in Sword and Shield.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a final one that's just like obnoxiously big, but, or maybe they will add like a third typing. I think that, you know, I think it would take a little bit longer to transition into Pokemon Go. Because it's a lot of coding and stuff like that. And man, it would, like, could you imagine what would Hypno's other typing be? It would always stay a mono psychic. It would just be new Pokemon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the only other way they introduced, like, just like they did with Meowth, they gave him a different typing because they made him a Galar. So stuff like that.
Yeah. Hmm. So we need, what's the a fighting fairy? I think that's the only dual typing we don't have.
I think that's one of the Z-Dogs, though.
No.
Is it right?
It's I don't think like, there
not
is.
In the hero, not the current hero version, but the Sword and Shield version, whatever, like the next, that won't come out for a couple years.
Probably won't come out for a couple
years. No, but it probably won't.
Yeah, no, you're right. It won't. Like, just because like they still haven't come out with a few Pokemon that should have been out a while ago. But yeah, I mean, I didn't think there was one that was fighting and fairy. I mean,
maybe
I could be
it's
wrong.
Fairy and Steel. I'm thinking, but one of them has fairy.
It's
and
fairy. Steel. It's fairy steel.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. There is not a fighting fairy type Pokemon.
Okay, we need that.
Yeah, that would be insane. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. There's too many things that are still like going through my head now.
You're not gonna be able to sleep tonight.
He's gonna be dreaming of this typing now. He's gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Isn't that the weirdest
the when you wake up
dreaming of Pokemon?
Happens all the time.
And our last question of the show.
Wait, I see two more.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
One is a post about stealing moves, and then Uncle Beast has got one.
Stealing moves? Where did we... Go ahead and read the ceiling move one, because I don't see that.
Okay,
one.
Well, it's my question, so I'll just say it. I want to know more about stealing moves, because sometimes I think I got it down. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I forgot one of the guys that does the YouTube
like
stuff.
Denying a fast move?
No. No, you can actually, well, there's denying and there's also gaining one. It's where you have to
sneaking the fast move?
Yeah, you sneaking have to have like the charge move already charged. And then once they fire off their charge move, wait, and then, you know, block it or take the hit, whatever. Then right after, tap the screen once so the animation kicks in, and then start tapping your charge move.
I think I got it backwards, maybe, but okay. But no, yeah, I'm pretty sure that you're talking about like sneaking fast moves in. I'll give you an example. Like I do this all the time with Swampert versus Swampert, or even Machamp versus Swampert. But I'll use the Machamp better because he beats Swampert in CMP tie. So we all know that it takes 5 mud shots to Hydro Cannon and it takes 5 counters to Cross Chop. So if you guys hit it at the same time, you'll hit CMP time. Machamp is going to hit the move. So instead of hitting the charge move, what I do, I mean, this is probably not the actual technical way of doing it. There is a video, I forget by who, that specifically tells you how to do it and explains it a little bit better. But
I think it was FP Sticks.
But what I basically do is you can possibly sneak in a fast move while they hit the charge move. If you just keep tapping, basically while they hit the charge move and you sneak in a fast move. What I always do is I keep tapping, even though like I know that they're going to hit a charge move. And that's sometimes I can sneak in. I think I want to say like 2 out of 5 times I'm able to sneak in. And that helps me in the long run because I then will not be CMP tying Machamp the next 2 charge moves or next 2 cross chops that he has.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, you'll be up a charge move or a fast move.
Yeah.
Throughout the rest of the matchup.
But the unfortunate thing is that they can also do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
That's something that it's hard to deny. I definitely need to get better at myself with that. But I think I'm going to definitely be looking for that video and then posting it so Papa Rec can also look at it.
Yep. Cool. Okay, so then this is the last question then, right?
Sure. We're good? Yeah?
Okay.
Say that now.
Another one from Uncle B said, he actually just wrote this in as we were recording. So he wrote it to Papa Rec. I just maxed out my Gyarados to level 50. Does Lugia and Dialga?
Yeah.
Is that what pair with him in Open Masters?
So on paper, it looks amazing. I looked it up too because the coverage is A, bulk is A, safety is A, consistency is B. So it looks amazing.
Holy shit.
But the way I think about this team, yeah, the way my mind works is like, okay, if I went up against it, what would I do? And I'm like, Melmetal. That guy could thrash through all 3 of those.
That is true.
So it's just, and then, you know, Excadrill could take a huge chunk using some shields out of those. But if someone had a Melmetal, like, it's going to run right through that team. So on paper, it looks amazing. In real life, if they don't have, you know, a Melmetal or a strong counter to all 3. But yeah, the flying moves and then, of course, the superpower for Dialga.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of Melmetal in Master League?
Yeah.
In Open Master League.
Because it's a very easy mythical to get XL for. When you push it over to 50, it's over 4,000 CP. So with a great variety moveset.
Cool.
Yep.
all right. So that's all of our questions. And that is a show. Look at that. It was shorter than normal. it's like right in the middle. Good job, guys. We did it. So that's it. So, you know, before we end the show, just, you know, thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you can head over to our Patreon, and, you know, for $1 a month, you can gain access to our Discord. We have other tiers, but the $1 a month for the Discord is probably the best one. You get, you know, access to all the channels that are in there, our custom metas that we're doing. I mean, me, Dino, Wildcat, Papa Rec, we're all in there answering questions on a regular basis. I'm posting pictures of self-portraits that Fish, or not, it's not self-portrait, it's a portrait of myself that Fish drew via Microsoft Paint.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, it is now my new icon for the next month. That was what I lost in the bet. So you get to hear and see all of the stuff that you wouldn't get to hear on the show. So plus there's, you know, other like little fun things, exclusive things that are going to be, you know, strictly for our Discord people coming up. Thank you to our Coach's Corner supporters at JD Mojo Jojo and Clifford Mert. Our producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Fives, and King Tom Poparek, you are not in there no more because now you're on the show. So our Discord admins, Reyes 683 Siegel and Miami Doc. You can follow us on Twitter, BTWPVP podcast. Email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. I'll put links for the Patreon and our merch store in the show notes. I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it. That's most of our stuff, right? I think
that's mean, we did
the new shirts have been like, they've been moving pretty quick. Like, people really are digging this new logo and stuff.
Why wouldn't they? It's a nice vibe.
It is. I like it a lot. So, all right. Awesome. So thank you for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm Daniel Magico.
I'm Papa Rec. And until next time, good luck and get good, suckers!
You weren't here the last time he was on, and his good luck and get good just took us all off.
That completely threw me off.
Yeah. I like that. Hell yeah.
The kids got some competition now. I'm going to have to record them saying suckers better.
Yeah. It's on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.